Kieran Maher's another one that's, I think, down at the beach already with the barrier draw. He's got Dubious and he's got Star Fall, a bit of a surprise that was accepted for yesterday in the three-year-old guineas. Morning to you, Kieran.
A little bit overcast this morning, but we're down here at the beach and there's plenty of atmosphere. There's heaps of people around and hoping for a good draw.
Yeah, fantastic. Well, bring us up to date on how Dubious has done here at the Gold Coast.
Yeah, he's done really well. We got him up here nice and early. He's a very relaxed horse and he seems to have taken it all in his stride. He did a piece of work this morning, pulled up well and he's right to go.
Okay, so he won at Eagle Farm and then you brought him down here and sort of based him here?
Yeah, he's been down here. He stayed up the Eagle Farm for another week and then came down the Gold Coast. He's been here the last fortnight.
Okay, so he's settled in really well by the sounds of it. And is it a gallop this morning? Is he a colt that you need to give him a good gallop a few days out from the race?
He's very clean-winded, but just a nice maintenance gallop this morning and he rounded it off nicely.
I know the Aquas boys, mate, they get really excited. It's known as Aquas Park over the road at the racetrack. I mean, they must be so excited to have a horse in the big $2 million race.
Yeah, like they had a great success last year and, they purchased a couple of horses with the stable and to be back here, when they're such big supporters and supporters of the stable, it's great. I'm really excited.
And just you, do you think watching the colt this morning, Kieran, that he has improved again?
Yeah, it's like as all two-year-olds do, they improve with the more experience they have. He's in great order and I think he's come on from his first up run this time around.
All right, we'll wait for the draw. Now, Star Fall has been entered for the three-year-old guineas. Can you bring us up to date on the thoughts there?
We'll just wait and see how the race looks. He's not guaranteed to run. He'll be in Sydney in a 1,000-metre race as well. So we'll work that out later in the day.
And you've got your new base, which there was plenty of coverage about yesterday. Is that where Star Fall is now in Sydney?
Yeah, that's where he is at the moment, yep. He was this morning and was quite sharp.
And tell us a little bit about where are you going to be based with your full-time stable there?
We'll be at Warwick Farm. We've got 30 boxes really excited. The team's been going really well there in recent months and we've just expanded a bit there now and there's quite a bit of interest and, really looking forward to it.
So over time, you're confident that you'll be able to go close to filling those?
Oh, yeah, and more, yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's really exciting for us to get the Kieran Maher name full-time in Sydney as well.
Yeah, no, well, I just think it's really good to place your horses. If you've got the two states, sometimes there's different ratings races and it just really opens up the calendar to make sure your horses are placed in the best possible race to get the best return.
Yeah, and you've been doing that with good success over the last few weeks. Kieran, I know it's a busy place there at the beach. Thanks for sparing us a few minutes and we'll wait and see what happens with everything over the next hour or so with the draw.
No worries. Thank you very much.